My chosen subject steps into the center of the room opposite my dais and clears his throat. His Adam's apple bobs with his swallow and he smiles, awkwardly.
I didn't expect to be called on. I'm not sure I know how this works.
He makes it sound as if I called on him to come to the front of the class for a presentation. I frown, but don't answer. His voice is vaguely familiar, but I can't place it. His words bring to mind my other life, the one I retreat to Whitewood Club in order to escape. Here, I can be queen for a night, fully in control of my own body, my own pleasure, and the partners I choose. No one can touch me without my consent. Percy steps in, my loyal knight, his muscular bulk blocking my view of my subject for a moment.
Undress completely,
he instructs.
Except for your mask. If she still deems you worthy, you'll take your position beneath the throne. What's expected of you should be self-explanatory after that.
The man nods and combs his fingers through his hair. He's handsome, from what I can see. His hair is thick and wavy and inky black. His eyes are dark behind his mask, but I can't tell whether they're blue or brown. He's as tall as Percy, but leaner, just shy of wiry. Though when he strips off his shirt, I reassess, taking in his light brown skin and tattooed biceps, the faint dusting of dark hair that accents a moderate six-pack and a swimmer's frame, still slightly soft with youth. When he bends over to untie his shoes, the muscles of his tattooed shoulders ripple. The ink appears to go farther than I can see and piques my interest. He's young, but adventurous. Not faint of heart, but willing to submit. Percy catches my eye and I give a slight nod to his unspoken question. He's the perfect assistant. His instincts on point when it comes to anticipating my needs. And when my subject sheds his jeans and stands upright again, Percy makes a circular motion in the air.
Turn slowly so the queen may inspect you.
The man smirks and lifts one shoulder but obeys. He rotates almost comically slowly, pausing when his back faces me as if he knows I want a good look at his tattoos. The artwork is a striking scene of a knight on horseback slaying a dragon. The man shoots me a glance over one shoulder, then looks at Percy.
Does she ever give her own commands? Not that I mind a proxy. This is just my first time here, so is this how it always goes, or...
Save your tongue for the real task,
Percy says, his tone tinged with humor.
You're going to need it. But every dominatrix makes her own rules, within the bounds of the club's rules, of course.